It's 11 minutes past 8 and we're going first to a story unfolding in Carlow, where one man is dead and a child injured in a shooting incident that happened in Carlow town yesterday evening. Crime and Defence Editor with the Irish Daily Star and Mirror, Michael O'Toole, joins us now. Good morning, Michael. What can you tell us about how events unfolded in a shopping centre in Carlow town yesterday?
It was a very fluid and very stressful situation while this was going on, Miriam. There was lots of misinformation going around. Essentially, what we Gardaí would believe now is that around 6:15, a lone gunman walked into the Tesco at the Fairgreen Shopping Centre in Carlow Town. Now, he was armed with what appears to be a shotgun. He did fire several shots in the inside of the Tesco. He then walked outside and his body was discovered a few minutes later by Gardaí, and it appears he had self-inflicted wounds. So obviously there were a lot of people in the shopping centre at the time. A lot of them ran really quite to get out of there as quickly as they could. A nine-year-old girl was injured. Now, I think Gardaí would be satisfied now that that child was not shot. She received her injuries, perhaps fleeing from the scene, and they weren't overly serious. Gardaí would believe that the man did not shoot at anybody or did not shoot anybody. I think he fired in the air or towards the ceiling in the incident in the shopping centre.
It's understood the bomb squad was called in. Why was that?
Yeah, that's right. It's only been declared safe in the last while, Mary. We understand that there was a suspicious item. I believe it was a bottle may have been strapped to the body of the deceased man. Gardaí approached the body, saw that, and understandably became quite concerned. So the area was cleared and the Defence Forces Bomb Squad, the EOD team, was called. And they were there overnight, and only recently has the area been declared safe. Now, it is still sealed off. There is still a Garda cordon there. The state pathologist will be attending at some stage. The body remains in situ, but I think it will be some time before there's quite a large number of cars in the area. I don't think people will be able to get them for quite some time today. Mm-hmm.
The dead man has not been named as yet, and we're not naming him on the programme this morning, but can you tell us anything about him?
Yes, he is. And from my memory, this is the first time Gardaí have done this. They quite quickly issued a statement, perhaps because of the misinformation on what's going on in social media. They said very quickly that the dead man had been identified as white and Irish. I think that was to counter some of the misinformation that was going on. Gardaí are working towards identifying the person. I would think they have a very good idea who he is, but it will take some time to formally identify the man. Mm-hmm.
I've seen some political reaction from the Minister for Justice and on Taoiseach. What have they been saying?
Well, there was a flurry of statements. Micheál Martin gave a statement. Simon Harris, who's Taoiseach and Minister for Defence, I think that was one of the reasons why he gave the statement, because there were Defence Forces personnel involved, and Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, all quite quickly gave out statements, and they all basically said they were quite shocked and worried by what had happened about this. And I think they were trying to reassure people that Gardaí were on top of this. It was quite frantic and frenetic for a couple of hours. There were an awful lot of concerned people, especially reading what was being said online. People were effectively insinuating that this is a terror attack. I think Gardaí would be satisfied there was no terror or gangland linked to this at this stage.
Michael O'Toole, the Irish Daily Star and Mirror, thank you very much indeed for joining us. 14 minutes past 8.